This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Okay, so we're sort of moving on now to the Ramah in Siman Samachei, Sif Aleph. The Mechaber said, if you pause or you speak in middle of Shema, you could continue where you're up to, and it is not considered a hefsek b'di'eved. Even if you pause, k'dei ligmaras kula, even if it was machmas oines. What does Mechaber mean, even if it's machmas oines? Because when there are extenuating circumstances, usually we say that an extenuating circumstance is more of a hefsek than not. In other words, if it's a circumstance beyond your control, then usually we would say that it's more of a hefsek because you could not have prevented it, so like you're more removed from what you're involved in. Says the Rama, v'yesh hagav, v'yesh oimrem dimhaya anos. Some say if you're an anos, v'hivsa k'dei ligmaras kula, then choyzel raish, v'hachi nahag. Then in fact, if you were an anos, and you were mavsik to be goimer the whole thing, you would go back to the beginning. So for example, I had a situation this morning, which is partially why I was late. I was in shul. I usually stay in shul after davening, and all of a sudden the fire alarm went off. It was extremely loud. It's not my shul, and I usually lock up, but I didn't know whether I should lock up or not because maybe people needed to get in there. So I ran out, and I ran home, and I called the Rav, and I had to get a hold of him. So what if that would happen in the middle of davening? In other words, in the middle of Shema, fire alarm goes off, and you're nonus. Yeah, you know, you got to get out, and by the time you get out, a few minutes pass, and you're shocked, they ligmar kula. So lemaisa, that's an onus. If it's an onus, it's worse. If you speak intentionally, it's less of a hefsik than if you're an onus. Why? If you speak intentionally, you didn't have to. So it's not such a hefsik. It's not like I had to interrupt. I chose to interrupt, so it's not such a big interruption. But if you had no choice, so that's mamish hefsik, because you had no choice. V'yesh oimrim de'im. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Taimam. The reason is, the Bishlama imlai haya anos. Bishlana, if you were not an anos, im haya roitza yachalikos, if you wanted, you could have read it, lai hava ashtika. Then silence, vafila adira hefsek, or even speaking would be hefsek. Avo ba'anos, if you had an extenuating circumstance, chashiva hashia hefsek. The delay is considered a hefsek. Kivan shaloi haya az yachalikrois, since you could, did not have the ability to read. Va'ayim b'magen Avram shamasik. Look in the Magen Avram who concludes. The davkim ha'oinus u'machmas sha'ish enoi roi. Now, there are different kinds of anos. Look in the Magen Avram who concludes that this din of anos is only if the person was not fit. Let's say he needed to go to the bathroom. So, the question is, let's say somebody needs to go to the bathroom. How do we calculate the shah kedei ligmar kula? The Bir Halacha says later on, Siman Kuf Gimel, that we only calculate his going to the Beis HaKiseh and waiting there, but not the time it takes to, let's say, go and wash his hands after, because then he's not an anos, because he could wipe his hands on dirt and say Shema. And that part of it is not an anos. In other words, let's say someone goes to the bathroom. It took him 2.5 minutes. Let's say it takes normally 3 minutes to say Shema. This guy went to the bathroom for 2.5 minutes and he looked for a sink for a minute. So then he would not have to repeat the Shema. Why? Because he was not anos kedei ligmar eskula. Because the extra minute that it took him to find the sink is not considered an onus because he didn't technically have to wash his hands. As the Mishnah Berurah continues, Oisha Amakam and Aroy, let's say the place wasn't clean, because on Shematzah Sham Tsoya, they found the excrement of Meiraglayim, Behutzach Lishois Ache Yotziyam, and he needed to wait until they took it out. Aval onus Acha, but a different onus, Kugan Machmas Listem. Let's say robbers, Uchai Gavna, Havakamai Shashasak, Baratzon, it's like he was silent willingly, Deloy Chosh of Hefsik Ladeyazu, that it's not considered a Hefsik according to this opinion. V'davka b'kriya shema u'berchoysa. V'davka for shema and the brachos u'chahai gavna. Aval b'tfila, when it comes to tfila, when it comes to davening, then you go back to the beginning, even for a different oinus. That when it comes to tefillah, there's a higher level of oinus. In other words, there's a higher level requirement. By Shema, only an oinus where the guy was puzzle or the makayim was puzzle would cause you not to be yotzi the Shema if you were shah kedei ligmar skula. But when it comes to Shemana Esrei, any onus at all. Let's say onus. What would that mean? Even let's say there's robbers and or they're bandits and they interrupt your davening. So then, when it comes to Shema, then you would be, I'd say, if you're a shah kedei ligmaras kula. But if it's up to Shemana Esrei, if it's a matter of Shemana Esrei, you would not be Yotzei. So Anos Machmas Listim would be an issue for Shemana Esrei, not for Shema. Kedei Ligmar, Hainu, Meirosh, Ve'ad Soif, Afilo Oimed Basoif. When we say Kedei Ligmar as Kula, it means to finish the whole thing. Now, does that mean the whole Shema? Or all three Parshios? Or two Parshios? He doesn't say. We'll have to see Bezos Hashem next time, what would be the definition of Shah Kedei Ligmar Eskula when it comes to Shema? Is it all three Parshios? Would it depend if all three Parshios are Daraisa? Or even without that, it's Kedei Ligmar Kol Shloisha Parshios? Okay, we're going to hold it over here. We'll pick it up tomorrow. And I think this week we're going to do Friday also. Okay? Hatzlacha. Kol Tov.
Recording stop.
Yeah. You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.